Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. My name is Julius Ahn. I'm a tenor, and I'll be performing the role of Goro in the Atlanta Opera's upcoming production of Puccini's much-beloved Madama Butterfly. I'm honored and actually somewhat nervous, more nervous actually than I am for any performance on stage, to be your host for this week's episode. Madama Butterfly. It's incredible music composed by Giacomo Puccini, and its Italian libretto by Luigi Illica and Giuseppe Giacosa is an opera in three acts. Originally, however, the opera was written in two acts, not three. The original version with two acts premiered at Teatro alla Scala in Milan, Italy on February 17, 1904, and it was very poorly received. As a matter of fact, there are five versions of Madama Butterfly. After its disastrous premiere, Puccini made substantial changes to the original version of the opera, including splitting the second act in two. The second version premiered in Brescia on May 28, 1904. This time it was a massive success. And it is via this version that Madama Butterfly made its U.S. premiere in Washington, D.C. in 1906. Puccini created a third version that same year, and it is via this third version, that the opera premiered at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City on February 11, 1907. And later, in 1907, Puccini made more revisions. And this fourth version was the version that premiered in Paris that year. Still, in 1907, Puccini made what would be the fifth and final version of the opera, which is known as the standard version, most performed around the world. This upcoming production of Madama Butterfly with the Atlanta Opera will be my 16th production of this opera. And even though I have experienced a number of productions, it is an opera that is especially meaningful to me and one to which I can approach like it is my first time. Madama Butterfly is an opera that deals directly with the issue of what is foreign. As time passes, as our horizons broaden, as our perspectives widen, the way which we view, interpret, and present this opera changes. In 2022, 118 years after its premiere, hopefully with a better knowledge and understanding of Japan, its historical context, and certainly its people, without having to change anything about the work itself, I believe the stories of each character, including Madama Butterfly herself, become that much more meaningful, powerful, and beautiful. And with that, let me walk you through the plot of Madama Butterfly. Qui verrà l'ufficiale del registro, i parenti, il vostro console, la fidanzata, che si firma l'atto e il matrimonio è fatto. Act 1. At the turn of the century, on the outskirts of the harbor town of Nagasaki, Japan, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Benjamin Franklin Pinkerton inspects the house which he has leased and is soon to occupy with his Japanese bride, Chocho-san, known as Madama Butterfly. Goro, the marriage broker, has arranged both the match and the house. Soon after, Sharpless, the United States consul, arrives, and Pinkerton shares with him his carefree philosophy of a sailor and the beautiful Japanese girl who has captivated him. Sharpless tries to persuade him that there is danger in this convenient arrangement. The girl may not regard her vow so lightly. Pinkerton scoffs at such apprehension and proposes a toast to America and the American wife. The hour for the wedding ceremony approaches. Butterfly, accompanied by her friends, arrives joyously singing of her wedding. Her relatives noisily bustle in, commenting on the bridegroom. In a quiet moment, Cho-Cho-San shows Pinkerton her few earthly treasures and tells him that she has secretly renounced her traditional faith in favor of Christianity. The Imperial Commissioner performs the brief ceremony and the guests toast the couple, when suddenly Cho-Cho-San's uncle, the Bonds, a Buddhist priest, bursts in shouting. He curses her for renouncing her ancestors' religion. The relatives instantly turn on the young bride, renouncing her decision and abandoning her. When Pinkerton angrily orders all the guests away, Butterfly is left weeping. Pinkerton consoles her with tender words, and the lovers share a romantic duet as night falls. Two. 3 years later, with a gaze fixed upon the horizon, Cho-Cho-San patiently awaits her husband's return. Beside her, Suzuki, her sole companion at this point, prays to an image of Buddha, imploring the gods for aid. The money Pinkerton left is now almost gone. Butterfly bids Suzuki to have faith. She sings the famous aria, Un Bel Di, or One Fine Day, saying Pinkerton's ship will appear in the harbor and he will again embrace his beloved wife. Sharpless enters with a letter from Pinkerton and tries several times unsuccessfully to explain the reason for his visit. The letter tells of Pinkerton's intention to divorce Butterfly. But before he can break the news to Butterfly, Goro interrupts, bringing with him a noble suitor, the wealthy Prince Yamadori. Cho-Cho-San greets the prince with dignity but firmly refuses his offer of marriage, insisting that her American husband has not deserted her. Sharpless again attempts to read the letter and gently advises the girl to accept the prince. He asks her what she would do if Pinkerton never returned. Cho-Cho-San proudly carries forth her young son, Sorrow. As soon as Pinkerton knows of his son, she insists he will return to them. And that day, Joy will become the child's name. If her husband does not come back, she says, she would rather die than return to her former life. Utterly defeated, but moved by Butterfly's devotion, Sharpless quickly exits. A cannon roars from the harbor. Butterfly discovers that Pinkerton's ship, the Abraham Lincoln, is coming into port. Deliriously happy, she orders Suzuki to help her decorate the house with blossoms. As evening falls, Cho-Cho-San dons her wedding gown, and with Suzuki and her son, she waits. Sunrise, Suzuki and the baby are asleep. butterfly still stands watching and waiting. Suzuki awakens and insists that Chocho-san go rest. Humming a lullaby, the young mother carries her boy to another room. Before long, Sharpless, Pinkerton, and his new wife, Kate, arrive. Suzuki, overcome with despair, reluctantly agrees to aid in breaking the news to Butterfly. Pinkerton rushes away, and the consul and Kate are left to arrange things as best they can. Chocho-san hurries in, expecting to find her husband, instead finds Kate. Overcome with fear of the impending truth, but with dignity, Butterfly wishes the real American wife happiness. She tells Kate Pinkerton must come back in a half an hour for his son. Kate and Sharpless depart. Butterfly orders Suzuki and the child away. She pulls the dagger with which her father committed suicide. She reads, "I who no longer can live with honor will die with honor." As she raises the blade to her throat, the child runs in. Chocho-san drops the knife and embraces her child, passionately imploring him to look well upon his mother. She sends him off to play and takes her father's dagger and stabs herself. The opera ends as Butterfly dies and Pinkerton's voice is heard crying out for him. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Blink Opera from the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about Madama Butterfly, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out more about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.